Episode 2877, Respect What Is Earned.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. It's Friday, and I hope you are ready for an extraordinary weekend because, let me tell you, I need a break. Do you need a break? Can you believe we're already 23 days and change until Christmas? Yes, you can't count today, even though it's December 2nd, but take a deep breath. You got this. It's Confessions of an Upset Mama. Respect what is earned. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. Well, real quick, I just want to make an announcement. If you have not already heard, we are partnering with pray.com. I am so excited. Our stuff is literally in the process of being placed on there, and we are launching something exclusive to pray.com. All right, do you really want to know? Okay, I'm going to tell you. It's a TV show. You heard it here first. Yes? Okay. Now, I got to tell you, I'm nervous as all get out, but it is going to be fun, exciting, lots of new things happening. It's just going to be a blast. I don't know what it looks like, but you're in for the adventure right with me. So let's do this together. Whew, let's just dive in because confession, I'm exhausted. So what is it with kids? They want what they want in the moment, but don't take the time to understand why they can or cannot have it. Raise your child to respect what is earned. I don't know if I can say it enough. Parenting is hard. Exclamation point to infinity and beyond. There is no magical manual that comes with every child. It's truly a free-for-all. Or is it? I'm at the stage of life where I get to experience my children making adult decisions. Now, in all honesty, that can be very scary, but I can also see from the eyes of being a grandparent. Having a 2-year-old grandchild brings back the foundation of parenting, truly a pivotal time in the shaping of your child. Yesterday, my grandson and I were playing Follow the Leader. We were singing, just having fun, and he's beginning to learn tunes and hum things along. However, I was pulling this helicopter, which had lights on it and would talk and sing also, and he was pushing his ride-on airplane. Now, he wasn't riding on it. He was pushing it. And if you've been around a 2-year-old lately, they can move very, very fast. Well, at the moment, hitting the helicopter was really fun. He got such a kick out of it. He would get up, knock it on its side, and say, "Crash!" And he would giggle every single time. Like with everything, there is a time and a place. And I am one, yeah, this grandma believes that toys should be used or other things should be used the way they were designed to be used. The helicopter is not and was not part of the WWE SmackDown. No, I don't think so. But that's how he was treating it. Unfortunately for him, the helicopter was hit one too many times. Yep, grandma made the tough decision, gave him the ultimatum, and took it away. I put it up on the mantle. He looked at me in shock as if he didn't think I would follow through. But that was the one thing I was determined to do, follow through. Kids want what they want when they want it, but they need us as parents to show them how to get it. Taking action in a way that is harmful or hurtful to how the thing, in this situation it was a toy, is to be used must be addressed quickly. Your child learns by repetition. If you keep allowing them to do what they want when they want to, what is that teaching them? That they get what they want when they want it? But that's not how the real world works. And the real teachings start in the beginning at a young age. So you've got to train up early to teach real life concepts. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Train up early to teach real life concepts. You know, some parents would say that it's not a big deal how your grandson plays with a helicopter or airplane. They'd be like, you know what, Christiane, just get a grip. Why are you even worried about that? But on the contrary, what he does with something as simple as the toys will be rationalized as he gets older. But in all honesty, we're not thinking about that as a parent when we're in the moment. And in all honesty, some grandparents aren't doing it either. I'm probably just a strange one. But that's why I'm here. Because if we don't start having these conversations, look at your news feed, wherever you're getting your news, it's only going to get worse. And I'm not one who's going to sit here and say, oh, the world's falling apart. Oh, no. I have a lot of hope. But that hope is not carried out in what the world is doing. It's carried out in what God is doing. And it's important that we team up with God. And that means we got to train up early to teach real life concepts. And it does come from toys. It does come from how we eat as a family or don't eat as a family, how we wash our hands, how we interact with a stranger. Now, of course, we're not always going to get it right. Our child's not going to always get it right. But we have to be on this repetitive cycle, building consistency, saying, this is how you do it. This is how you do it. This is how you do it. You know, the good old I think I can story. I think I can, I think I can, I think I can. You've got to be repetitive as to training up. I got to train up, train up, train up. I got this. If there are no consequences to how we treat something, whether it's a something or a someone, how else is your child going to learn? So you got to train up to early to teach real life concepts. What does that look like? Number one, build values by encouraging good and respectful repetitive actions. Let's take kidding for an example. Yep, go back to your newsfeed. What's showing up now? What happens in the schools? More bullying? Now, there is a difference, I do believe, in teasing and bullying. But it's a very, very fine line, and a lot of people don't even know it nowadays. And so we've got to look at hitting specifically. Should your child be allowed to hit for fun? No. The only way this is good is if you are doing it in an environment that is repeated and understood that it only happens at this time. So let's say you want to wrestle with your boy. Wrestling's great. Having fun, giggling, tickling, and going after and, you know, jumping. But that's when you're wrestling. That's not how you greet somebody when they walk in your door. It doesn't work that way. But we don't think this through. We just kind of jump all in and like, oh, well, this is great. Well, not really. You got to think long term. But as you know, that's age specific. Toddlers should not be hitting for fun. It's not funny or cute. Because what happens when they go to kindergarten? That hitting you thought was so cute and adorable becomes a push and a shove on the playground. And where does that get your child? In the principal's office, or worse yet, expelled, or in turn, possibly bullied directly, right? We can take this and maneuver the situation in many different fashions. But what I don't see is that parents are not taking responsibility and saying, I've got to teach real life concepts. We're just kind of doing the same old thing. We're just trying to get through dinner. That's not what parenting's about. Yeah, I want you to get through dinner. But when you get through dinner, you're also building values. It's hard. Parenting is tough, but you could still do it. So build those values by encouraging good and respectful repetitive actions. Number two, build character by modeling it every day. What your child sees, your child will do. All right, I just have to share this story. This is an adorable story. I don't even know if I've shared it yet before. I may have, but I can't remember, honestly. My son-in-law was walking around our house talking on the phone. And he was going around circles in our dining room. We've got a huge long table because we have a very large family. And so it's always with lots and lots of chairs around it. So he's got to walk really a long way. Well, little did we know, comes our little grandson, and he comes tooting around with the little phone. You remember the old phones that had the little face with the eyes that blink? You could pull it, and it rings. It's the old-fashioned phone. Yeah, we have one. I know, call me old-fashioned, but it's awesome. So he had the phone. He was carrying it and holding the receiver up to his ear, following his father's footsteps and talking on his phone. The greatest teacher in your child's life is your actions. They are watching everything you do. So if you want to build character, then you must model it. And that's hard, because you come home grouchy from a long day, or traffic was just crazy, or maybe you had a run-in with a colleague, or you got a past due bill. Whatever it is for you, you walk in and the first thing out of your mouth is negative, you got a tone that bites, and you're mean to your spouse. And the kids, you just kind of like, leave me alone. And you have this thing like, I don't want you around me right now. How does that build character? Come on, it's confession day. I know, I've been there, I've done it. I'm guilty as charged. But we've got to start getting specific. If we want to change the world, then we have to change the world within our own four walls first. That's where it starts. And it's hard. And I'm watching my children raise up the next generation. And guess what? I'm as responsible as they are. Now, I'm not 100% responsible, but do I play a part in my grandchild's life? Of course I do. So I have to be very cautious. I can also let my child and my grandchild be a kid, but I also can train them up too. Build values, build character by modeling it every day. And finally, number three, build respect through how you treat others. I don't know if you've noticed, but there isn't a lot of respect nowadays. In fact, there are more demands for what they want. Go back to coming home after work and you walk in. What comes out of your mouth to your spouse? Are you demanding something? Do you demand from your children? And maybe you don't really think you're doing it, but if you stop long enough, you're like, wow, that was kind of mean or could be taken the wrong way. You don't want it to sound that way, but it does sound that way and it's received that way. So you've got to be careful about those demands. No one wants to wait, and people are impatient, right? But if you want that to change in this world, then you have to show it to your child. You have to be a model of respect. Don't lose your cool. Stay grounded to who you want your child to live like when they get older. Now, yes, you're going to make mistakes, and that's a moment, and you own it. If your child's around, you can say, this was wrong. This is what mommy or daddy should have done. And it becomes a teachable moment. But if you're showing them that you can come home and be mad any single time that you want to be, then it's basically like, yeah, you're allowed to have a temper tantrum all the time and you get what you want. That goes over real well in the real world, doesn't it? I can't see a physician lying down flat on their face having a temper tantrum, an attorney, a trash collector, a receptionist, a stylist, an online manager, a social media marketer. You name any job, that's going to look strange, don't you think? Yeah, it is. I mean, can you imagine the president of the United States having a temper tantrum and lying on the floor? Okay, maybe adults wouldn't lie on the floor, but seriously, I know I'm taking it a little far, but it's the point that I'm trying to drive home. In all that you do, train up your child with your consistency. You gotta be there. What you show over and over again will be repeated in the long run. If you want your child to learn how to treat a man or a woman, you have to treat them the way you want your child to act. So if you are spouting off bad words, and it doesn't even have to be foul language. It could be just simply the tone of your voice. And that's how you're treating your spouse. What do you think your child is learning? Yeah, your 1-year-old, your 2-year-old sees it, but guess what? What about your 14, 15, 16, 17, 18-year-old? They're watching it all. So what happens when they go into a relationship? Have you noticed how parenting comes back as a reflection of us? Yeah, I don't like it either. But we got to be honest with ourselves. Our children are a reflection of us. Now, that doesn't mean, okay, I got to say this because I know I hear it already. People are saying, but my child, I raised them up right and they go and make bad decisions. You're correct. There are some children that will go out and you will have raised them right and they will go out and they will make bad decisions. And unfortunately, they have to pay those consequences. That doesn't mean that you are a bad parent. You did what you could do. But what I'm saying here in the reflection is that if you're just trying to think that your child's going to be all right with you just kind of making dinner and getting them up and providing for their basic necessities, you got it all wrong. You are the greatest influencer in your child's life. Period. Drop the mic. End of story. So you have got to treat them. You've got to treat the people around you the way you want them to treat others. Respect needs to be brought back into the equation of child rearing. And we've lost that. We truly have. We've gotten away from it. And so I want to encourage you, especially during this holiday season, why not focus on that? Do you know all those little red buckets when you go into the store? Surely you've gone into at least one store. They're already out. Why not begin to show your child, this is how we can serve. This is how we can love unconditionally. This is how we can do something for someone else. And we may not even know who's getting it, but we can still give it. My son, he's a senior. He is almost done with his senior year. He's graduating early. He's so excited. We're less than 2 weeks away. Yes. Finally, I can officially say I got 5 of them out of school. We made it, we survived, but that will be for another episode. But one thing that they do at this school, and I love that they do it, is they have an angel tree. But they have an angel child for each classroom. And then that classroom goes and brings in, and so they have their list. And they look at it and say, okay, what do we want to do? So I was talking with my son a couple days ago. And I said, where are we on the angel tree? Aren't we almost due to have stuff? Because usually it's something, you know, pretty nice. You know, you want to get them something nice. And with the way the economy is right now, I'm very conscious that maybe some people's pocketbooks will not be able to handle as much as normal. So I'm already thinking, okay, what can we give or how can I give more? What does that look like? So I expect this every year. We've done it every year. And I said, well, do you know what your teacher has so far? And he goes, Mom, we haven't talked about anything. And I said, wait, what? I said, you need to go have a talk with your teacher. I said, because this can't happen in just one day. I said, the kids need to know about it. And so he read me the child's list. He's a 5-year-old, a simple little 5-year-old. And he has on there clothes and a coat. And he even needs a booster seat. Some of the basic necessities of life for the safety and the well-being of the child. And then there's some dream things. There's like a couple books and I think a train, and then there was a robot, and then there were some of those games like the Xbox that he wanted. A 5-year-old. We have got to look on how to build our children up so that when they're no longer under our roof, they can go out and impact the world that they touch in a manner that you can look at yourself and say, well done. Well done, Mom. Well done, Dad. It's hard. And so my prayer for you is this. May God bless you with an abundance of patience and open your heart to loving unconditionally. You will not get everything right, so always pray for your child. You're doing a great job, Mom. You're doing a great job, Dad. Hang in there. A new season is around the corner. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.